G'day, it's Graham here from the Confident Man Project, and today I have a very special guest for you. His name is Peter Saxon, and he's a holistic counsellor specialising in men's work. So effectively, he works with men to help them deal with some of their issues and become more confident in life and more functional generally. And I'm particularly interested in talking to Peter because I had an inquiry recently from a customer who wanted to know more about how to do really deep emotional healing work. And I know that Peter is a specialist in this. So welcome, Peter.
G'day, Graham. How are you? Thank you for your time.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm excited about talking to you. And could we just start by getting a quick explanation of what is it that you do? I mean, holistic counselor sounds pretty like what does that mean? What does that actually do?
Yeah, well, in practical terms, I work with individuals and groups to transform their suffering by facilitating the discovery of their own answers within so they can live their truth. So that is to say, my role in the community is a holistic counselor and a group facilitator. So the underlying is to focus on the instead of what symptoms may present. While I listen to the symptoms, it's not. I look at the larger picture. So this approach perceives the whole person, the system they're part of, their connection to truth, the environment, their mental and physical health. Some of the tools I use are the work of Byron Katie, structural systemic constellations, effectiveness training, art therapy, compassionate communication, emotional intelligence training, meditation, emotional freedom technique, disillusion freedom technique, and a lot of self-inquiry. And I use them for areas of development for personal, but also professional development. I'm also very active in locally and nationally in the community in working with women as well. I love working with men. I'm an active member of the community group Men's Wellbeing, which is based up here in Queensland. Mm-hmm. It's been running for about 21 years, I believe. I'm a trained Common Ground program facilitator with Men's Wellbeing as well. And Common Ground's a 9-week program that we run. It's been running for over a decade. And it's a fantastic program, and it, basically what it is men from all walks of life all come together and they sit for 9 weeks in this structured program that we have. Or it's very loosely structured depending on the dynamic of the group. And then they go on actually to form their own autonomous men's group. Mm-hmm. And that's been responsible for over 800 men's groups. And some of those men's groups have been running for close to 10 years. So it's a very, very successful program. It's amazing to see just men all come together, you know, from corporate executive, restaurateurs and to tradies to policemen to just all kinds, you know, that come together, yogis and spiritual seekers and just all types that come together, and they find common ground as men. So it's a great program.
Wow. So I'm hearing you've got a lot of experience working with men on being more effective and more confident through a whole bunch of different tools and programs.
Yeah. I facilitate workshops at men's retreats as well, and I privately run workshops to mixed groups of men and women, which I find very powerful for men and women to do process work together, you know, especially looking at deep emotional healing. So, I really love my work. I love being connected to my purpose and very nourishing part of me now.
Yeah, cool. So how did you come to be doing this kind of work? Like, what got you into it?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, brief. I mean, my story is one of adoption and childhood abuse and an absent father. I lived on this alcohol and nicotine addiction. When in my younger years, I witnessed a lot of people that I associated die from, you know, suicide and accidental death, drug overdose and disease. But you know, conversely, I've also experienced things of wealth and luxury, and I've negotiated numerous multi-million dollar deals in the boardrooms of some of Australia's largest corporations. And I've also experienced financial loss and once been close to bankruptcy. And it was through all these different times that I came to a place where I really had to commit to my own personal development and transformation. Yeah, I've been on the journey for many years, of a real heartfelt commitment to personal development and transformation. And I've had a vocational history as a social worker and a project coordinator, community advocate, global education teacher, disability worker, and youth worker. But there was something always kind of missing in a sense. And it wasn't really till I went to a men's gathering about 5 years ago, which is it was about 150 fellas on the land, and I connected with some very, very conscious men, some men with 20, 30 years of experience in men's work, and it really landed for me what was missing in my own personal and professional development, and that was the fact that only men can really affirm men's masculinity. The feminine can support us, but men and women are very different. So it was like the piece in the puzzle for me that really fell into place, and it gelled with me straight away, and I went on to join the organization Men's Wellbeing, which I talked about before, and I started attending all their events, and then I ended up started running my workshops at their events, and then men were referring other men. It really started to gather momentum, and it continues to this day. And I really work from an approach of a fellow traveler. It's not, I don't sort of, there's no power over structure with, a facilitator or a counselor or a healer with a client. We're both fellow travelers. So that sort of seems to have dismantled the ego structure to some extent. And it's been really beneficial with working with men as well.
So you
Yeah.
mentioned that men and women are very different. Like, what sort of differences do you see that are important here?
That's a great question. I'm not sure if I want to open that open that Pandora's box in this interview.
Okay. Because we could talk about that for weeks. I mean, the people
we
have, you
could. I guess in essence, what I mean is that in my experience, and relative, and really, I can only speak of that, is my experience that a woman that's who's done her own emotional healing, she can really and trust a man that has done his emotional healing and is connected to his purpose in life. But the but is that she can support him, but it's really, in my experience, only men that can affirm men's masculinity. I mean, men's groups have been running for eons, and it was only really since the Industrial Revolution, a couple hundred years ago, that it became fragmented and turned into something that it's not. And now that men's groups are coming back in a big way, and they're even becoming popular in the mainstream, men are sitting in a circle again and realizing that that we can affirm each other and share our stories and have a place to dump our stuff, so we can really be present for women, because men and women process their emotions very differently. Men are women sort of have that very sort of chaotic flow, and they can immerse quite in it. And a man really needs to be able to be present with his own feelings and be able to be that rock for her while she does process the way she does, the way a woman does emotionally. So, in my experience, I've found myself group where I'm just one of the fellas, and it's a great place for me to just go. And we had a man down at Tullabudger Creek down here near Burley, and we lit a fire and we sat for me to just be able to dump my stuff there, and it brings me a great sense of presence afterwards, and I'm able to be more present for my clients and any women in my life, I guess, as well. So I'm not sure if that directly answers your question, but nevertheless, that's my answer at the moment.
Yeah, no, it makes sense to me. Like that, when a man is comfortable with his own emotions and has done his own a lot of healing work on his stuff from the past, for instance, that then when a woman shows up, he's less triggered by her. So he's more able to be present when she's going through whatever it is that she's going through.
Yeah, I think that hits it pretty well. I mean, the only thing I would add to that is he's still going to be triggered. One way or another, it's the beauty, the exquisite beauty of relating is, we become mirrors for each other. So there's going to be triggers there, but